Kid Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Welcome back.
You either go to church or you're going to go to hell.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, February 10th, 2023. And here's a question. I mean, you know, this is maybe hard stuff for some people and whatever. But, you know, can we name a good thing? I mean, go read some of William Bloom's books. Go read, you know, James Perloff's work. Read, Peter Dale Scott's work. Read some of the guys like Ralph McGahee. And, you know, tell me sincerely, what has the intelligence community... There was all of that propaganda in the early 20th century for this, you know, this intelligence apparatus to justify its existence, mainly the FBI. Remember all of the vigilante videos, you know, the Bonnie and Clyde type stuff. Maybe you're familiar with some of that. There was a lot of that propaganda in the early 20th century so that the FBI could justify its existence. We have all of this, you know, organized crime. Little did people know, organized crime was the FBI. They were sort of synonymous. So my question is, what good has the intelligence community done? We heard about, you know, electioneering, basically, and, you know, Russians are hacking the elections. And the LA Times ran the story, the U.S. is no stranger to interfering in elections of other countries. And they featured Dov Levin's research over at Carnegie Mellon University. And he said it's been done at least 81 times that we know of from 1946 to 2000. You know, CIA and friends have been engineering elections. And that doesn't include the covert regime change actions. And that's what the article says. That number doesn't include military coups and regime change efforts. You can go look at the dozens and dozens of those on Wikipedia if you don't know. Or go read William Bloom's work. So Hydra has been constantly engaging in Operation Chaos. And please tell me, someone, what good these organizations do, especially now that they're predominantly outsourced and have been for going on two decades at least, that we know as an established fact. What is the benefit of the CIA, of the FBI, and for that matter, let's go back to September 11 and the curious instant, I call it the jumpy castle, because, there was Rand Corporation's monograph, the book, Preparing the U.S. Army for Homeland Security, that was published April of 2001. So the research was compiled long before. There was no Homeland Security before that. The term homeland was anathema here in America. Immediately, you hear homeland, you think, what do you mean, Nazi? Nazi something? What is that? Then Rand Corporation publishes Preparing the U.S. Army for Homeland Security in April 2001. June 28, 2001, Bill Cooper says they're going to try to blame something on this guy, meaning bin Laden. Don't you believe it? He's gone by November, by the way. And then in September, something happens, and what do you know? They pin it on him, this guy Bin Laden, immediately, within minutes. What was it, like minutes, 11 minutes or something? I forget what it was in the official timeline, but it was immediately. Bin Laden is taking responsibility for this. He's the guy. Really. We don't even know what happened. How do we know that? It's almost like, you know, this whole thing was cooked up. And then immediately after September 11, 2001, Tom Ridge is appointed Secretary of Homeland Security, and this jumpy castle is inflated. Shh, there's Homeland Security. And I think, what, FEMA was this agency that's been around since, I think, the Reconstruction era, if memory serves. And, you know, you have this weird – there have been transitions. John in Tennessee and I talked about, for example, the transition, the remaking of the Tennessee Valley Authority, for example, and FEMA, and, you know, rolling some of this stuff under DHS and the implications of that. Anyway, that's all a bigger, longer discussion. But the point is, like, what is the benefit of these agencies? Oh, they keep us safe. Really? From themselves? Because they're constantly creating problems to solve, to justify their existence. That's literally what Trevor Aronson told us all those years ago. That was the whole point of Trevor Aronson's premise of, you know, the after 9/11, never again stuff, and they have to constantly keep creating terrorists to justify the existence of the FBI and continue this bloated budget. So I'm wondering what the benefit to the general public is. It seems that it sure benefits a small number of folks. And of course, you know, if you're Nancy Pelosi, it's not insider trading. Come on, it's not how are you supposed to not know? It's not insider. That's not insider trading. So, you know, there's always that weird side benefit for the handmaidens of the intelligence community and the regulatory apparatus. Anyway, to jump out of this rabbit hole, speaking of James Gordon Meek, that's an interesting story, isn't it? What a convenient coincidence that suddenly 10 months later we hear, you know, oh, there's all of this. Yeah, no, he was online telling people he wanted to abduct and drug and, you know, do bad things to little kids. Right. And, you know, as I said, I'm sure that's all completely unrelated to his Emmy Award-winning investigative journalism work. He probably just, you know, has weird extracurricular habits. And it's amazing he didn't hang himself in a closet, shoot himself in the back of the head a couple of times, and then drag himself out into a field somewhere. I guess he's no friend of the Clintons. Hopefully the cameras in his detention facility don't malfunction. Don't worry, Mr. Meek. They'll probably just suspend the charge for a small favor, of course. Or maybe an endless series of favors. I'm going to ask you for a favor. Someday, and that day may never come. Child porn charges. Wow. Let's just say, facetiously, of course, James Gordon Meek should retain Rick Allen Jones' legal counsel as his own chief legal counsel. Would that be William Gates Sr., I wonder? I don't know. Thank goodness for the Intelligence Community Whistleblower Protection Act and the whistleblowing outreach at DNI.gov. Oh, thank goodness. Your kidnapper keeping you safe and secure, as always. All right, we need to get back to the clips. The point of all of that is history doesn't repeat. This is the MO, as Whitney Webb has been telling us. Put the pieces together. the fox is in the hen house, ladies and gentlemen. We have a pervasive form of Stockholm Syndrome, believing that our kidnapper will keep us safe. Thank you, kidnapper. Please protect us. I don't understand how anyone could work for the intelligence community when, I mean, name anything, something that, you know, some good thing. Oh, we were protected. That wasn't predicated on some kind of mischief that was engineered and orchestrated by the very same contingent. Is there such a thing? I don't think there is. Keeping us safe and secure. Where are we? We want to get back to the Glenn Beck stuff. So can we do, you know, again, we started the AI stuff. The rant you went on, Chris, for the first hour basically have to do with AI? The AI revolution is here. How machines will transform your entire world. The point, I suppose, is that if you labor under the delusion that these agencies in particular that are really kind of at the headwaters of all of this, the discussion, for example, that they're doing it so we have to, and we have to do it faster and more pervasively than they do, or they'll beat us to it, they're not our friends. They are our kidnappers as much as anything. And they are, you know, at the center of all of this. And so all of the tech, you know, the surveillance, capitalism economy, as Shoshana Zuboff puts it, it is essentially run by the financial partnership, you know, the public-private partnership of the outsourced contingent of the intelligence community, and therefore, you know, the intelligence community itself in plausibly deniable sort of fashion. They are comfortable bedfellows. So hopefully that makes sense. All right, so back to yesterday by way of revisiting kind of where we started. I want to start with the beginning, 2:45 to 5:24 minute mark of what Glenn is talking about, just to sort of intro the subject for folks who may not have listened to yesterday's broadcast, which I would encourage you to do, or, you know, just listen to Glenn TV episode 250, The AI Revolution is Here, How Machines Will Transform Your Entire World. Here's an excerpt to sort of give you an idea of what is going on here. Go ahead, please.
What is it? What does it mean fundamentally to be American? We came here. Our whole society is built on ownership and being free. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope run free. Okay. What is happening to our society right now? Well, there are two kinds of people, and there are sheep, and these are spotted sheep. They're definitely not cattle. These are definitely, cattle would have horns. Let me brush that horn off. These are sheep. And at one point, the sheep were all like, we're free, we're free, we can go wherever we want. And then the rancher, for the sheep's protection, decided to put them in a pen, okay? But they're still free to roam around in the pen, but not out here. It's dangerous out here. And the farmer might have had a really good, you know, the best of intentions. I mean, he's going to eat them. But, I mean, until he eats them, you know, he'll take care of them. So he's protecting them. He's being a good rancher. Who's a good rancher? You are. Yeah. Now, if there's a storm coming, as I am a rancher, what do I do? If there's a big storm, because storms freak the little animals out. They're like, oh my gosh. And they could, they could, if they had horns, they could kill each other. So I know as a good rancher, I don't want that to happen. So I take them out from the pen, the little fence that I put around them, and I immediately put them in here. And I'm like, come on, little cows. And they don't want to go in there. But I know best because I'm the rancher. So I, come on, little cows. I'll do anything I can to get them in here. and then just jam the doors closed. See? It's just that easy. And I'm doing it with good intention. I am going to eat the animals, yes, but I want to protect them, okay? And I even have, it's a farm, so I have wind power on the, well, some assembly required. And that works probably as well as wind power does. Okay, only reason why I wanted to talk to you about this is because sheep and ranchers. Sheep and ranchers. Why would people put them in a pen? I can honestly say because I'm trying to protect them. Because they're dumb cattle or dumb sheep. Okay?
So, there is the communitarian R2P bent right there. And, you know, who's gonna say that's not a good idea? Oh, no, we have to protect. And this drifts off into thought crime and future crime and all that stuff real quick. How can you say that you should own a firearm when, you know what, I think you might change your tune. These crazy people that say, you know, I mean, like Dick Gregory used to say, how can you call yourself a Christian and have a firearm in your house? Sir, with all due respect, if someone was breaking into your house and threatening to do unspeakable things to your wife, you're honestly telling me that, really, really? I think Robert Heinlein was right. An armed society is a polite society. Manners are good when one may have to back up one's acts with one's life. And if you don't know if grandma's packing, you might, you know, demonstrate a different temperament, if you know what I mean. You watch those shooting competitions they do in, you know, the heart of Missouri, for example, and, you know, granny might be slow, but I'll tell you what, she might be quick on the draw, and so you better just slow your roll. But, you know, R2P says we have a preemptive responsibility to protect. And so, where is the place that you're safest and most secure? Prison. We will create a digital panopticon. We'll spy on it. It's okay. We'll spy on everybody equally because then everybody will be safe and secure. How about we all just behave ourselves? What about that? Oh, skipping ahead. 36 minute, 20 second mark. Let's see. The first, you know, first Skynet, now Terminator 2, Liquid Robot. No, really. And then deep fakes, and then Clearview. Hey, remember when back in 2020, by the way, when Clearview, you know, we heard Snowden mention Clearview in a clip we played yesterday, I think. But remember when Clearview reported a breach of its customer list? I don't think we have time for this. We'll play some of it, I guess. So, okay, yeah, we'll go ahead with this, I guess. So, more at the 36 minute, 20 second mark. Go ahead, please.
The world is changing at breakneck speed. The video that was released by scientists 2 weeks ago, watch this. This is a miniature liquid metal robot in the shape of a Lego figure. They coax it out of the cage and then bring it back together, and it reforms in its, watch this, original shape. I believe this is the same concept of the famous liquid robot character in Terminator 2. I'm just saying. Then there are the incredible advances in deepfake technology. I first started really warning you about this 5 years ago. At the time, it could still mostly, you know, you could dismiss it with the naked eye. Now it's a different story. Let me give you two examples. This one is not Tom Cruise.
I'm going to show you some magic. It's the real thing.
Okay. It's not the real thing at all. And it's all fun and games until you have an actual war situation or when it really matters. Russia has produced a deep fake video of Zelensky telling the Ukrainian troops to surrender. Now, here's the good news. It's a really bad deep fake. Okay, but this is terrible quality, but good enough that you can see the extreme danger where this is headed. You will not be able to believe your eyes. The technology is moving way too fast for lawmakers to keep up. Let me give you an example closer to home. An American facial recognition company called Clearview AI has created an application that can take a photo of a person and link it to all other public photos of that person. The Clearview database has over 3 billion photos they claim to have scraped from millions of websites. The New York Times says Clearview's database, quote, goes far beyond anything ever constructed by the United States government or Silicon Valley giants. The same report says that this Clearview AI technology includes, quote, programming language to pair it with augmented reality glasses. Users would potentially be able to identify every person they saw. You're walking down the street and you can go look at a mob and go, activist at a protest. I know who that person is. I know that stranger on the subway. I know her name. I know everything about her now. You can know everything that you didn't know, but you're getting it through Clearview AI. Wouldn't that be great? Guess who's using Clearview AI already across America? Police departments. According to a report in Wired last year, quote, across most of the U.S., neither police nor prosecutors are required to disclose when facial recognition is being used to identify a criminal suspect. In 2016, the Georgetown Center on Privacy and Technology said the police in most U.S. states had access to the tech and that photos of about half of U.S. adults were already in the facial recognition database. Hey, by the way, have you gone through the Clearview line at the airport? Because it's great. Everything. Yeah.
Okay. So let's see if I get this timeline right. February. No, that's 2019. I remember seeing an article. I don't remember which outlet it was, but you can find a post about it. I remember seeing an article in one of the mainstream news outlets in Spokane, Washington, a few years ago. Here's a post, though, 2019, August 27. Spokane PD uses high-speed laser scanning to make easy work of a daunting 7-acre scene. And there was the talk about this technology, the 3D laser scanning technology that they were going to use. And it's super expensive. And like Glenn was talking about, there are, you know, this technology is available. It's more than that, though. They call it high dynamic range imagery, HDR. And basically what it does is you set up your little laser there at the crime scene, and it will grab all of the data from that point that it can ascertain. If people were walking by, they have access to cell phone networks. And so if you were just passing by a crime scene, didn't know it was a crime scene, oh, there you are in, you know, a holographic reconstruction of the crime scene. Look, there you were, because your cell phone was tracking you. The telemetry data says you were walking by, this person was walking by, and, you know, that person drove by. Here is the entire recreation of the crime scene, which I don't know about you, but I, you know, sure you can say maybe, you know, there's benefit, but I think it's super creepy. There's a super creepy aspect to it. And, you know, you can see the articles in the run-up to this. Spokane PD is overwhelmed. You know, here's one, Spokane Major Crimes Detective, overwhelmed by number of homicides in 2020. Well, I wonder if that had anything to do with what was going on at the time. This is an early article. Well, it was February 21, 2021. I wonder if that had anything to do with COVID, and it was 23 homicides. But, you know, hey, we have this cool tool. We can recreate crime scenes, and we promise we won't do anything bad with it. We promise. Scouts honor. You can read about this in different places, how 3D scanning rebuilds crime scenes for courtrooms. That's one article, GIM International. Here's a Homeland Security post. Snapshot, New 3D crime scene mapping tool turns incident scenes into virtual 3D models, April 2nd, 2019. Fun stuff. So again, you know, the hammer is finding nails all over the place. Nope, here's another one. Here's another one. So, just an aside, let's see, next clip. Yeah, we got time. So, OpenAI, ChatGPT, Microsoft's AI investment, Google's response, Code Red. And you'll only get one answer in search, but you'll like it, right? But it'll be tailor-made for you. Anyway, go ahead, please.
Is changing because of AI. You've probably heard of ChatGPT by now. GPT stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer. It's a website that uses AI to respond to requests. You can ask it to write an article about something, a song, jokes, almost anything. It's one of those rare times when something truly comes out that gives you a glimpse of how things are about to radically change. It was launched last November by a company called OpenAI. OpenAI was started in 2015 by Peter Thiel and Elon Musk and Reid Hoffman and many others. Elon left OpenAI's board in 2018, but after two full months of operation, ChatGPT already has 100 million active users, faster than Instagram and TikTok to get to 100 million. Microsoft was already an investor in OpenAI. Last month, they committed another $10 billion to it. Microsoft plans to incorporate AI, like ChatGPT, into all of its products. And a partnership has even have Google scrambling in what CNBC calls a Code Red effort to respond to the launch of ChatGPT. So this is going to be part of their search engine, which is great because you're going to be able to search. And you know how you get all the lists of stuff? You're only going to get one, but it'll be tailor-made for you. So you'll get your answer on the first try.
We have just enough time. That sounds like something I've heard before. Can we squeeze in the Eric Schmidt thing from 2005?
It's the most important thing happening on the Internet today. Question.
It's certainly for the last couple of years, I think.
Yeah, but it continues to be, isn't it? And what my question is leading to is help us understand where's the future of search going.
Well, when you use Google, do you get more than one answer? Of course you do.
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's a bug.
Yeah.
We have more bugs per second in the world. We should be able to give you the right answer just once. We should know what you meant. You should look for information. We should give it exactly right, and we should give it to you in your language. And we should never be wrong. That's our challenge.
And how long is it going to take you to meet that challenge?
Longer than I'm going to be alive.
Really? No, because that is the essence. So, I mean, there's no bigger challenge for Google than to get search right.
Because
that's within the 70%.
Because understanding exactly what you meant ultimately means understanding how you think.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to know a lot about you, right? And we need to know a lot about language and so forth.
Yeah.
So we're getting better and better and better.
So knowing me, you would know what I meant when I made a search request.
We understand now what you, if we take you literally, but often people don't really know what they're looking for.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest thing, trying to figure out what did they really mean rather than what they said.
There you go. Eric Schmidt with Charlie Rose, June 2005. I guess it didn't take as long as Eric Schmidt thought, did it, Eric? Here we are. Buckle up, Toto, because this ain't Kansas anymore. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are ours. These days are ours. These days are ours. These days are ours.
Welcome back. Okay, so in the interest of time, we'll just crash through these clips. We got some more stuff to play. So back to Glenn Beck, 41-minute, 6-second mark. Go ahead, please.
2 weeks ago, BuzzFeed announced that it was going to use ChatGPT to help generate some of its content. Its stock price more than doubled. There are all kinds of ramifications of ChatGPT, including challenges for schools. How do you deal with an app that can spit out a paper on a topic in 20 seconds and write it at the level of you? But that may be the least of our problems. ChatGPT will displace an untold number of jobs in things like computer programming, basic email and writing functions, and even some legal tasks. CBS reported that ChatGPT was able to pass a law school exam and was able to write essays on, quote, topics ranging from constitutional law to taxation and torts. Only kind of tort I know of. We asked ChatGPT to write an essay about how artificial intelligence technology like ChatGPT will replace humans in many jobs. And here is just part of what it had to say. Quote, "It will become increasingly difficult for humans to compete with AI in terms of speed, accuracy, and cost. As a result, many workers may find themselves out of a job, either because their job has been fully automated or because they can no longer perform their job duties as effectively as AI technology can. Widespread job displacement could lead to increased poverty and social unrest as people struggle to make ends meet in an economy where jobs are scarce."
Actually, let's continue to the 4325 mark.
Really? Let me go back to that. I think that's the most important line in this entire show. The machine has boiled it down because this is going to lead to poverty and social unrest. Hey, maybe that's why the ranchers know that there's... Where did the cows go? Oh, yeah, that's right. The ranchers know there's a storm coming. I don't want the cattle and the sheep to turn on me. Quick, let's put them in a cage where they can't get out. If I know social unrest is coming and I'm in power and I could lose everything, I put my sheep in a pen and lock them down. Do whatever I can to coax them into the pen. That is what's happening. Unfortunately, ChatGPT is not.
Okay, so, you know, reminds one of remarks that Jordy Rose made a while back. And so here is that.
Past changes. So think about something you know to be true from the past. And then imagine you went out on the internet and you can't find it at all. It's not there. It doesn't match with your experience. So these people think that D-Wave is responsible, and CERN. And of course, the quantum key to the abyss factors into it somehow. I'm not exactly sure how. Okay, so that's just D-Wave. I did that for about 15 years. It was a lot of fun. A big science project that we turned into a commercial entity. That was a warm-up for Kindred. So Kindred is much, much, much more ambitious than D-Wave. And what Kindred is trying to do is build real AI. So what you've heard about AI is not what we mean by AI. What we mean by AI is a software system that can do literally anything that a human can do. Literally anything. And obviously, computers are better at things than people in lots of different ways. So now imagine, not only can they do everything that a human can do, but they can do everything that the best human at any task could do better than them. So imagine there was the mental Olympics of the 100-meter dash, and Usain Bolt is the fastest person. Now imagine that's some kind of a mental thing, like writing a novel or writing whatever. Imagine now that the thing is so much faster than Usain Bolt, like, for example, it's a spaceship, yeah? It's still doing the same thing, but it's doing it so much better because we're limited, because we're people. So what Kindred is trying to do is solve this problem. How do you build machines that are better than people at everything? Now, there's a mental block that we have here when we think about this. Because when you think about that, one of your questions might be, for example, what are the applications of this? So imagine this. Imagine, for $10, let's say, I could build a machine, like a little robot that had fingers and eyes and all that, and it could do your job better than you, no matter what it is. And I could sell that to your employer for, say, $15 and make a profit instead of having to pay you $100,000 a year. Now, imagine that was true for every single job. So that's what we're talking about here, is a complete and utter transformative change that of the likes of which has never been seen before in the history of humanity, making the Industrial Revolution look like a little tiny blip on the path that humans have taken from when we emerged from the ooze a few billion years ago. We are right on the verge of that transition now. So this guy, Rich Sutton, is one of the most famous people in the academic world of AI. And like many, when asked, when will this happen, he says things like this. 25% chance within 13 years of this thing that I'm talking about. You know, when you think about what you read on the news, you know, CNN, BuzzFeed, whatever, they're all kind of the same nowadays. Think about how unimportant that thing is that you're reading if this is true.
Okay, momentary pause. Apologies in advance for the S-bomb that Jordy Rose drops. Sam Harris is an idiot, as Jimmy Dore has pointed out many times aptly in the last many months. But by 2030, these guys are all saying get ready. And, you know, the Lovecraftian entities are coming. So anyway, a little more from Jordy Rose. Go ahead, please.
So what does this have to do with aliens? So Sam Harris, who I quite admire, is a very interesting guy, was reciting this parable at a TED Talk that he was giving, and it goes something like this. So I'm, say I'm the president of the United States. So I receive this message from the heavens. So my microwave dish, my SETI dish, finally captures something. And what it says is, in 50 years, or 13 years, we're coming to your planet. You got to be ready. Now, just imagine what would happen if that happened. A super intelligent alien race beamed down a message to all of us Earthlings saying, we're coming July 13th, 2030, and boy, you better be ready because the mothership is landing right on the front lawn of the White House or wherever you wanted to land on that day. The amount of resources that would be marshaled to try to figure out what to do would, they would encompass the whole world. AI is just like that. So when this thing that I'm talking about happens, it's going to be exactly the thing that you're thinking about those super intelligent AIs. So the one thing I can tell you is they're not going to be like us. So alien means, you know, different. These things that we're building are not going to be people. They might be really smart. They might be really good at all sorts of different things, but they're not going to be like us. They're going to be aliens. And they're going to be, I'm sorry to say, way smarter than every single person in this room in ways that we can't even comprehend. So this, of course, triggers a lot of alarm. One of the guys who talks about this is Elon, who says things like this, like, when you do this, beware, because you think, just like the guy in the stories, that when you do this, you're going to put that little guy in a pentagram, and you're going to have your holy water out, and you're going to wave it at the thing, and by God, it's going to do exactly what you say, and not one thing more, but it never works out that way. So this is an attitude that some are having, this emerging alarmism about the way this is going to go. But these words, demons, doesn't capture the essence of what's happening here. I don't know if any of you are turn-of-the-century weird fiction fans, but there's this guy named H.P. Lovecraft, who's a very famous American weird fiction author. And he espoused a view which is called cosmicism. And the essence of cosmicism is cosmic indifference. So what he was saying is basically, yes, there are these massively intelligent entities out there, but they're not good, they're not evil. They just don't give a shit about you even in the slightest. The same way that you don't care about an ant is the same way they're not going to care about you. And these things that we're summoning into the world now are not demons, they're not evil, but they're more like the Lovecraftian great old ones. There are entities that are not necessarily going to be aligned with what we want. So this transition is really, really massively important for our entire species to navigate. And going back to that thing that Sam Harris was saying, nobody is paying attention. This thing is happening in the background while people bicker about politics and what's going to be in the healthcare plan in the U.S. And underneath it all is this rising tsunami that, if we're not careful, is going to wipe us all out.
So that's sobering. These guys are summoning something. Demon doesn't quite encompass it. No, it's the ascended masters that were banished after the flood. And you see it depicted in the early Superman movies, you know, the one like with Christopher Reeve. And Marlon Brando as Jor-El or whatever. That's the scenario. Summoning the Ascended Masters. The things, you know, that guys like Richard Alpert, Ram Dass would go to the Himalayas or Himalayas, as he used to say, to, you know, channel these things. That's what they're summoning. And I don't know about you, but it sounds deeply disturbing to me. Anyway, in the interest of time, back to Glenn Beck. Here you go.
The law to taxation and torts. Only got a tort I know of. We asked ChatGPT to write an essay about how artificial intelligence technology like ChatGPT will replace humans in many jobs. And here is just part of what it had to say. Quote, "It will become increasingly difficult for humans to compete with AI in terms of speed, accuracy, and cost. As a result, many workers may find themselves out of a job, either because their job has been fully automated or because they can no longer perform their job duties as effectively as AI technology can. Widespread job displacement could lead to increased poverty and social unrest as people struggle to make ends meet in an economy where jobs are scarce." Really? Let me go back to that. I think that's the most important line in this entire show. The machine has boiled it down. Because this is going to lead to poverty and social unrest, hey, maybe that's why the ranchers know that there's... Where did the cows go? Oh, yeah, that's right. The ranchers know there's a storm coming. I don't want the cattle and the sheep to turn on me. Quick, let's put them in a cage where they can't get out. If I know social unrest is coming and I'm in power and I could lose everything, I put my sheep in a pen and lock them down. Do whatever I can to coax them into the pen. That is what's happening. Unfortunately, ChatGPT is not wrong. Amazon has developed an AI robot called Sparrow that can already sort 65% of the 100 million items in the inventory at Amazon. They say it now makes more industrial robots per year than any other company in the world. They're currently testing a new drone that will start delivering smaller packages next year, delivery jobs. The latest World Robotics Report, which covers 2021, shows an all-time high of over 517,000 new industrial robots were installed in factories. And if you're still not convinced about the reality of disappearing jobs, check out the latest incredible demonstration from robotics in Boston called Boston Dynamics. Watch.
I forgot my tools again.
Now, obviously, this is a very expensive robot. But it's looking for tools, or is it? And this very expensive robot, as Ray Kurzweil told me, will be so cheap, everyone will have them eventually. Oh, and it found the tool. We are in big trouble. Big trouble, America. And you have to decide, are you in the pen, are you in the field, or are you going into the barn? More in a minute.
So, momentary break. We've seen lots of stuff. We've seen the videos of the Boston Dynamics cheetah and things in the park doing crowd control through COVID, for example. Russell Brand just did an interesting video. They're coming the other day. Speaking of this stuff, it was actually, a couple days ago? Anyway, last bit from the Glenn Beck video. Go ahead, please.
Hate this damn thing. It's made for like children four and up, and I can't figure out. This is Canadian. That's what this is, Canadian. What a surprise. The windmill doesn't work. What a shock. I can build the barn, I can build the farm, but the windmill doesn't work. I guess it's appropriate. Look, I've been studying this topic since the 1990s. I have talked to some of the world's leading minds on this. Read Yuval Harari's work, and you will understand they absolutely look at you as a worker or sheep. And what are we going to do to entertain these sheep so they don't rebel? Things are changing, and you can change with them, and you can change intelligently, or artificial intelligence will change your life for you. I'm not saying we're going to become Amish, but there are lines I will not cross. I will not participate in some of the things that they are going to be shoveling. And they're going to shovel this, and it's going to smell great, but it is what's in the floor of the barn, okay? That's exactly what it is. It is enslaving, entrapment, and with everyone I have talked to, once the horse is out of the barn, once AI is out and running, it's not yet, but we are really good. It's right here in the middle of the doors, and it's starting to run. It's too late to do anything. Then you kind of have to hope for a Tower of Babel thing where God comes down and, you know, messes with the language of ones and zeros this time. Right now, you can help stop it, but you must educate yourself first. Do not take this as anything but a strong warning, because it's here. Good night.
There you go. So, testimonials on Amazon, we'll be right back.
Are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and
stay strong, truth-tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven. Oh, yeah.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Welcome back. So there are a couple of clips, Vivek Ramaswamy explaining some things. You know what? We'll hold that maybe till next week and let Julie recover. We played a few clips in the last couple of days. But I will give you this bit from Russell Brand's They're Coming video a couple of days ago concerning all of this tech stuff. Can we play that, please?
Makes us grow. And if we're to unite against the threat of terrifying killer robots and AI taking all of our jobs, we better learn to communicate better, even if the systems of communication may end up being co-opted by those very robots. Let's have a look at some of those terrifying robots now. I don't like that their soundtrack is like Stomp or one of those Broadway shows where people are like dum 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 da dum dum. I'd rather they river danced. Yeah, well, at least no one strapped a gun to their back and just let them loose in society where they nervously spray bullets into a barren landscape. All right, well, as long as it's just the military using these terrifying robot dogs against people from other countries who are nothing like us and don't have soul spirit stuff, we don't have to worry about that. We don't want them filtering into domestic police forces and being used against the domestic population. That'll be unforgivable. There, I draw the line. In March, the Biden administration was criticized for encouraging local governments to use the American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA funds, a $1.9 trillion pandemic relief aid package, on policing in the midst of an ongoing pandemic. There were many confusing things that happened in that pandemic that just didn't make sense. But perhaps the most confusing thing was when they went, okay, in order to help people that have suffered as a result of this pandemic, we are buying an army of robot dogs that can shoot people. How's that going to help?
So he was reading from the Vice article, police are buying drones and armored vehicles with COVID refund funds or COVID relief funds. Remember when we started talking about the DOD 1033 program, police departments buying stuff? Ah, that was way back in the Obama era, and we don't have to worry about that anymore because we made it through the days of Ferguson and so on, and it's okay. Everybody should have an MRAP or a Bearcat or, you know, whatever, and go full Nazi, full tilt Nazi, because if you have it and you have to justify having it, then you're going to find some nails. And so, you know, we saw the prelude to this in COVID. We saw those videos of Boston Dynamics dogs policing, you know, the cheetah or whatever, policing parks. And this continues. And, you know, military industrial complex got to make a profit. So it's not like they can go away. And a lot of these things, you know, with Boston Dynamics, it went to Japan, right? And then it came back, I think, and now there's still some Google funding in it. So anyway, hopefully that was all informative. That'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope you have a great weekend despite the obvious. But truly, you know, we all need to reflect and decide how we will proceed into the future. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You can't guys handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.